voice to problem solving in our community. The Party
Line Team. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
No, it's not you. Got it. Thank you.
I was going to say.
I'm like, something's not right.
It's all good on my side.
Okay, good. You know what? Not me. It's me. Good morning. Welcome to the WILO and Boone 102.7 FM Party Line. It's presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com, and Freckles Graphics, as well as Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and Carol Clinton and Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. You can also watch the Party Line telecast. You can do that at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoops, and Welty Custom Exteriors. 659-3338 is the number to call in this morning. A couple of things over the weekend. I wanted to let everyone know how much the Moose raised for their fundraiser over the weekend for Woodhaven Rescue Farm. They had a great turnout for the Bruce Barker Show, but they raised nearly $4,000.
Wow.
So $3,812 for Woodhaven Rescue Farm Saturday night. So it was a great time, and thanks to everybody that came out and donated, and it was a really, really fun show. So kudos to them. Also, I wanted to let everybody know to keep their eyes on Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News.com, because several sports things happened over the weekend with some of our local youth, and so we want to give them some time, because we'll get some photos up and some things of that as well, because there were a lot of youth in our community that had really good weekends in sports and doing good things. So we want to tell everybody
Get that up as well. And then we'll be having I'm sure Sam will get up the pairings on volleyball sectional drawings were this weekend, so I'm sure okay. He'll get those pairings put up too.
Also, the Rossville Area Lions Club is sponsoring a blood drive. They're doing that tomorrow. It's from 2:30 to 7 at the Rossville Town Park Pavilion. That's in Rossville, obviously. You can sign up online at donate.indiana, or you can just walk in, which for most people, I mean, unless you know how to go through all that business, it's just nice to be able to walk in to donate. So that's coming up tomorrow. Also, one more thing this week we need to tell you about before we get closer to the weekend, and that's Goodwin's annual pumpkin giveaway. Treat your family to a free pumpkin. You can do that on Wednesday from 4 to 6. Children do have to be accompanied by adult, and Goodwin's, of course, is located at 200 South Main Street in Frankfort. So just a few things happening before we get to our kind of end of the week festivities, and of course also a reminder that we're still raising money to try and get Scott to jump out of a plane, Chief Shoemaker. So we need to reach our $20,000 goal. It is of course a fundraiser as well for We Care Recovery and the United Way, and Chief Shoemaker, if we hit the goal, has to jump out of a plane. which
a lot of people need to understand that is an extremely big deal to him, because he has a fear of heights.
Yes.
A genuine fear of heights. So this is a big deal.
I'm right there with
him,
kind of. I don't have any desire. Carol, would you jump out of a plane?
No, I wouldn't. And I'm married to a pilot, and he says there's no reason to ever jump out of a good plane.
See, I kind of agree with him a little bit.
I hope Scott will have a parachute, right?
Yes.
Yes, very much so.
He should have a parachute. I do love this photo, though, how they've
great.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great photo. So anyway, we want to remind everybody that they do need to donate as well. If you wouldn't mind, we would appreciate that too. And we'll talk more about that coming up as well. But you heard a lovely voice in studio with us today. And that lovely voice is Carol Price. And Carol is here to talk to us about the Clinton County Civic Theater today. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. This Civic Theater is getting ready to open their 102nd show. This is our 35th season, and so it's showtime again. So opening night is Thursday night.
Oh, this Thursday.
This Thursday. When okay. I say this week, I mean this week. So Thursday is opening night. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30 shows, and then there's a matinee on Sunday at 2. And the name of this show is one of the longest we've had. It's the Marquis Crossing Ladies Society First Attempt at Murder.
We're going to have to keep you on your mic. I'm sorry, we can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Can we try that again?
Yes.
There we go.
The first show of the season, the name of it is a very long name. It's called the Marquis Crossing Ladies Society First Attempt at Murder. And there's a group of friends who are into the arts, and they decide to write a play. They wanted to do a play, but they didn't want to pay anybody rights to do somebody else's play. So they thought they'd write their own play. And then they decided they might want to murder a politician. Seems like a good time of the year for that.
Yeah, it does. It is kind of, yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but since you brought it up.
kind of poetic. Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
kind of poetic.
And in this play, there are a couple bad guys who decide that this home would be a nice place to hide. And so they get roped into this whole play. And so it's a very interesting thing. And nobody knows which guns are loaded and which guns aren't. And it's a lot of fun. And the most exciting part about this play is we have 5 new people in our cast this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really nice because we're getting, a lot of new people. And, you know, we've had kind of the same people for years and years and years. And as you know, me included, many of us are getting older. And we don't trust our minds to memorize that many things anymore. So it's wonderful that we have
young
people.
What's age got to do with that? I never could memorize anything.
I would say your mind is just fine.
Yeah.
You get to, so we have all these young people who are really interested. And so we just hope that, all of your listeners, Clinton and Carol and Boone County, everywhere, think, let's come out and see this show. They can go to ccctonline.org. to order tickets, or they can call 765-654-6307, and they can use credit cards, and they can pick up their tickets at will call. And it's a great show. It's a fun show. It's a little less than 2 hours with an intermission, and we do serve some cookies. I should put a plug in for Barb Gerald cookies. She sells her cookies. She didn't have her cookies at the Chamber of Commerce for a while, and everybody loved her cookies.
Yeah.
So she makes our cookies for us now. And so that's a reason in itself to come out. Just have some.
Yeah, Barb's cookies sell out quick.
Yeah.
People actually are waiting for them.
That's right.
When she has them at the Chamber, yeah.
That's right. So, but the Civic Theater is, it's a fun group. We're excited about another season. You know, we celebrated our 100th show last year in February, and this is our 102nd show. We do a lot of things in the community besides bringing the arts and the theater to the community. We $1 of every one of our tickets goes to our scholarship fund, and we provide scholarships to high school students going into it could be any sort of media kind of work. Could be they want to be a meteorologist or a newscaster or anything like that. And we get those applications in the spring. And I think last year we chose 2, and I should have grabbed the names of those, the receiving students last year. But that's one of the ways we give back to our community.
Among other ways. Again, Carol Price with the Clinton County Civic Theater is our guest on Party Line this morning. And a show coming up this week. And 7:30 shows, except for Sunday. You also have a 2:00 matinee, and they begin on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, that's right.
Sunday, 2:00 matinee.
The Sunday is always very popular. I think it's just, nice Sunday way to relax and have a good afternoon on Sunday. Thursday night. We'd love to have people come for opening night. And this year, the Civic Theater decided, we always have people who advertise in our program book, but this year we decided we would also ask people if they'd be interested in sponsorships, like the Red Barn has sponsors for their shows. So we decided to ask people for a $500 sponsorship. And so Larry's been working on this in a big way. He's the treasurer of the Civic Theater. And so this first show, this is rather embarrassing, but the first show is being sponsored by Russell Pete Clark. Do we all know Pete Clark? And Jane was the favorite audience member of any show. We just love, we miss her so much. And she was always, if she was in the audience, you knew that you were going to enjoy the laughter because she just led it for everybody. It was wonderful. So
yeah, she is. She was a peach.
Yeah.
What a sweet, sweet. And of course, he is as well. So
yeah.
Wonderful people. Yes.
Right. And then Larry and I are doing a sponsorship for this particular show as an example. And our next show, we already have four sponsors.
Wonderful.
For the next show. So it's catching on and people are really interested in supporting us. So we're really excited about it.
Well, you know, this is just another one of those amenities that I think a good community has. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I feel like to kind of be inclusive, you have to have a little of everything.
That's
and
right.
Who doesn't want some theater? Who doesn't want to go just enjoy an evening or a Sunday afternoon and just sit and relax and giggle? And, I mean, that's like the happy place, right?
Yes, it's just an evening of surprises. And then you get to see local people that maybe you didn't even realize had an idea that they wanted to be in a play. And they came out and they tried, and then they just found this character. And I love it when, I mean, I direct some of the plays myself, and I love it when a person does an audition, and they read the part, and they read the part, and they read the part, and they learn the part. And then about a week before opening night, they become that person. They become the character. And then they really begin to have fun with the play. And it's just wonderful seeing that growth of each actor.
Sure. And again, Carol Price with the Clinton County Civic Theater is our guest. And I'm wondering, how many people does it take behind the scenes? You were talking that you had directed some yourself. Mm-hmm. How many people behind the scenes does it take to put on one of these productions?
Well, there's usually the building and the painting and everything of the set, putting the whole set together takes maybe a dozen people. Because we have to carry all the heavy wood and everything and line it all up and get all that built. And then it's painting and then hauling the furniture in and deciding what the decoration is going to be. Whose house is this? What should it look like? Or maybe it's not a house. Maybe it's I think several years ago I did a play called Double Wide Texas, and it was a mobile home. And so we had inside and outside. That's the fun part of it is being creative. But it takes a dozen people probably to do that. And then during the run of the show, there's people in the sound booth doing the sound and the lights. There's people taking the tickets and selling tickets. There's people doing intermission. There's people backstage worrying about the props, making sure that all the props are ready when they're needed. And especially if there's food involved, you know, getting fresh food ready for the actors and taking it away and making sure, you know, that all the glasses are separated so nobody gets sick from each other and things like that. And then there's costuming. And sometimes there's hair and makeup. So it's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, do you, as I have, unfortunately, you know, my grandparents have passed, my dad has passed, and over the years I have accumulated some really cool things as far as clothing and I have some really neat hats. Mm-hmm. Do you accept donations of that type of stuff? Because I know you can get overwhelmed and at some point it's like, okay, enough is enough. But what is the status of that? Can you use any of that
and
stuff?
It's interesting that you asked that because we do have a lot of things. And so we're going to be looking through the things that we have to decide how much more we can keep. I never turn down contributions because you may have just that perfect thing that we need. But we also need to think about, is it something, if it's something that we can borrow locally, we don't need to keep it. But if it's something like a fancy silk boudoir chair, well, people don't have those anymore. So we want to keep that. You know, like you're thinking about fancy hats and things like that. Those period things are really important because you can't just go to Goodwill and get them or go and buy it and borrow them from somebody.
Sure.
So The answer is yes. We do accept them. And if you had something, I would encourage you to just meet with me and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But it is a really good thing.
Yeah, because there's a lot of good things out there. And I think, what will I ever do with this? Mm-hmm. And then I think, well, I could save it for my grandkids. But even my grandkids are starting to get, you know, to get, and I have six boys. Mm-hmm. They're not going to wear my mother's things. Yes. You know, chances are slim that they're not going to wear that stuff. Right. And I hate to see it go bad. And I've heard other people talk about that. And I just wondered, you know, where.
Well, interesting. Luke, do you know Luke McLaughlin? He does this. He does the theater at Clinton Prairie, and he and I were having a conversation just Saturday about just this thing. And he shared with me one of his dreams, and I thought it was so wonderful. I'd love to see it happen. You know, we have the Red Barn Theater, we have the Youth Theater, we have the Clinton County Civic Theater, we have all the high schools that have theater. Wouldn't it be great if we had one big building where everything was kept and cataloged and organized?
Yes, so
and
everybody,
all the theater organizations could borrow,
use it.
Yeah, borrow sign things. It out.
Yes, and even, you know, churches do plays, you know, Christmas shows and things like that. I know St. Matthew has tons of things in the attic, and people do call from time to time to borrow them, and people call Civic to borrow things. But wouldn't it be nice if there was a building that had, you know, we had 10 phones of different vintages instead of 10 organizations having 10 phones of different vintages.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wonder how big that building would have to be, actually, because I'm thinking
know.
It could get full quickly.
But I think there again, you would determine it by having only keeping things that you could not borrow. Things that are from the past. Things that, you know, like, we don't need to keep a wheelchair in our storage because we can borrow a wheelchair.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know? And things do, I mean, even things that you have, I'm sure over time, even they start to, you know, if something, deteriorates, maybe something that would come in could replace those items as well. But I had been wondering if that was something that you guys did. So
yes,
thank you for that.
It is it's a neat concept. I told Luke, I said, that is worth thinking about.
That is worth dreaming about and trying to see if somebody, because I think there's other people out there like us that have those things. And
and there's organizations or, you know, so a mom now is in charge of a school play. She has a place to go and say, do you have a butterfly costume in, or do you have, you know, this, or do you have, you know, a military jacket, things like that.
Right. So, well, I even have the hat boxes and everything.
Uh-huh,
I mean, my mom
great.
Kept all of hers, and they're still tied. And every
beautiful.
Once in a while, they are. And I'll look at them, but I'm like, I'll never wear that again. I mean, I'm not going to the Derby or anything down in Kentucky or anything as well.
So. Those hat boxes can also be decorations themselves, you know, part of the set. So,
I find it fascinating you were talking about that because my mom, God love her soul, had all of that. I mean, the fancy hats, the fancy dresses, all of that. Every bit of that got donated down to Indianapolis, down to Beef and Boards.
Yeah. We love
it. Yeah. And I mean, I never even thought about doing that around here. Uh-huh. We just knew that was some of the time period because it was a lot of it was from the early, late 50s, well, early 60s. And,
And we're talking about period clothes, but it's also the same with costumes we make. So for a certain play, maybe we need a clown suit. Well, now the clown suit becomes, it's in the inventory. So if someone else needs a clown, they can come in and get a clown suit or a ballerina tutu or, you know, whatever the costume, somebody took the time to make it. Now it's available for other people to borrow.
Sure. And that is one thing, because there are some wonderful seamstresses out there that have made some things that are in families, that have been passed down, but really need to continue to be passed down as well.
Well, and, you know, some of that could actually almost be a museum, like a theatrical museum type thing. And
yes.
I'm thinking old police station.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Well, what else do we need to know about the show and the Clinton County Civic Theater?
Just buy tickets and enjoy.
Okay.
Just buy tickets and enjoy. We these cast members and the people in the crew have been working hard, and they would love to see those seats full because this is their craft, this is their work. And I'll tell you, the first time I was ever on stage at Civic Theater, I was behind the curtain. The lights hadn't come up yet, and I'm standing behind the curtain thinking, I am going to vomit. Or I'm going to pass out. why am I doing this? And the curtain opened, and I said something, and people laughed, and I went, that's why I'm doing it. It's okay. You know, but it was that, and, you know, someone the other night at practice was commenting about that he was nervous, and I said, that's good. You're supposed to be nervous. You're supposed to be nervous. And then when the people laugh, you get, that's why I'm doing this.
Sure.
That's why I'm doing
it. It is fun.
I'm entertaining people. They're enjoying it.
Well, you said this has been going, the Civic Theaters, this is the 35th season,
starting.
How long have you been involved with it?
I don't know if I'd have to add the years. I would say 25, maybe 25 years. I started out in the very first play. I remember my very first play. The director probably wanted to kill me because I learned my lines, but I said, how do I move from place to place? And she said, just walk normally. But I was like, you know, it's like I needed a direction. It was like I was a statue. I knew what I was supposed to say. Well, then I, you know, it just, it's crazy how the things you think of that you're supposed to, you need to stay in character the whole time and be, you know, just become that character. And I loved becoming the character. And Larry and I, and then Larry joined me with the Civic Theater, and we have been in plays together. I've directed quite a few shows. In fact, the next show this season, which is our February show, I'll be directing. It's called The Bench in the Sun, A Bench in the Sun. And, we love all of it. And, you know, this particular show, we helped build and decorate the set. We've been cleaning, and Larry's doing the lights and the sound. And
about how many shows a year do you folks do?
The Civic Theater?
Mm-hmm.
Three. We do one in October, one in February, and one towards the end of April.
Okay.
So we do three. And that works out really well because then we have the Red Barn Theater in the summer, and they have their season. The library has their concert season. The downtown has their summer concert season. So there is something to do in Frankfort all the time. And then when you add the high school performances and the high school concerts, people have something to go out and enjoy all the time. There's nothing that says, I mean, people who say there's nothing to do, I think, okay, let me help you.
We think that too. As we run through each week, the things that are happening, we're like, if there's something that has not perked your interest yet, I said you might take your pulse because you might be not with us anymore.
And if there's people who are listening and they think, you know, I might be interested in getting started with theater, a good way is to come and help behind the scenes and get a feel for maybe helping with costumes or helping with props. And, you know, you can, when you help with props, you get to walk on the stage in the dark. It's your first step on the stage. And you might be doing something in the dark, bringing something on, taking something off. But there's lots of ways people can get involved and help. In fact, just yesterday, someone sent us a text message that they're interested in theater and they want to know how they can help. So we're excited about that. And we have a system in our community with the youth theater and the schools. You know, it's a feeder system for the Civic Theater, and it's a feeder system for the Red Barn. And, you know, and the barn brings in, you know, semi-professionals in the summertime, but, you know, we just have a good time. But, you know, but most people who are on Civic would like to work their way to the Red Barn. I did one show at the Red Barn, and the week before, I was trying to figure out how I could break my leg and get out of it because I was so nervous.
You still get nervous after all this?
Oh, I still get nervous.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I still get nervous. Yeah. Everybody gets nervous. Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Clinton County Civic Theater, the show, tell everybody the name of the show again, because we want to talk to you about some other things as well while you're here. We don't get you in very often, and you do a lot for the community. So I think we also need to touch on some other things as well.
The show is called the Marquee Crossing Ladies Society First Attempt at Murder, and it starts this Thursday night, opening night, runs through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday matinee.
And where can they go to see the show?
It's in the... hadn't said that, had I? It's in the Skanta Theater at the Frankfort Library. And I will tell you, we are so fortunate, again, to have that theater in our library. And when Bill Cadell was worrying about building, you know, working on all the plans for that big building, and he said he wanted a theater, I remember people saying, what do we need a theater for in the library? And people thought that was the craziest thing. Well, it is busy all the time.
I was going to say, they use it for so many things.
The community has so blessed by having that here for political things, for educational things, for entertainment. It's just a wonderful venue. And we, as the Civic Theater, are very fortunate to use it and be grateful that the library partners with us. Because, you know, there's a lot of theaters, small theater groups all over the state, and they have their theaters in a little old church, and there's no bathrooms or there's no running water. You just come and watch the show and hope you don't have to go to the bathroom while you're there. So we're fortunate.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Again, Thursday show starts. They would love to have it sold out for opening night. So if you're looking for something to do this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, show start at 7:30. Sunday, there's also a matinee at 2 p.m. And you can get your tickets at cctonline.org or by calling 654-6307. You can even get them by credit card, and they will have them there waiting for you at the door. Did I get all of that right?
That's perfect.
Now,
perfect.
Because now you are such a busy person in our community.
What else?
You tell me. You have a lot going on. So what else is on your mind today?
Well, let me think. You put me on a spot. You should have given me a little notice. Let me think. What else?
I don't know. I mean, you are always doing a lot of things.
Right.
Trinity Hope, mm-hmm. you know, have helped with United Way.
Right. Well, just this week alone, on Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is coming to town. She's going to be at Healthy Communities at 10 a.m., and we're having a community discussion about mental health. So that's happening this week. I'm meeting with someone this afternoon who's interested in building a residential recovery facility for pregnant women, which would be fantastic for, you know, women who are in recovery and pregnant. Healthy Communities does a lot with pregnant women. We really are working on infant mortality and, you know, healthy babies, healthy moms, all that. But this is a group who's just trying to get started, and so they've asked to have a meeting with me. Everyone calls me, Cindy, to say, how can you help us find money? Everybody's looking for money. It does take a lot of money.
It does take a lot of money.
Just a little bit.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We want to hear you.
I'm sorry. No, you're okay.
Okay. And so it's that Healthy Communities is doing, you know, lots of things. The Trinity Hope Center, the recovery program at the Community Hope Trinity Hope Center is busy all the time. You and I both go to St. Matthew, so you know about Brianna's Hope. Brianna's Hope is at our church every Thursday evening. People come and have a meal together, and now we have a Kids Hope program, which is another grant that we wrote. So the families can all come, the whole family can come, have a meal. The parents go into the sanctuary for a program, a worship service, and then the kids have a meeting. And it's kind of like a Sunday school on Thursday night. And we know that children who are living in families that are struggling with recovery have special needs. And we want them to just be loved. And we want them to get all the support. We're teaching them about friendships, the right kind of friendships, the right who they should trust, who their support people should be. We want them to know when they're not feeling well, who and what else can help them. We don't want them to resort to drugs.
Sure. Yeah. You do a lot in the community, and it's funny you bring that up, because so many people do look to this community now, which is why we keep getting some of these big visitors, because you have actually helped us put ourselves on the map for a recovery community.
Yes. Senator Braun came a few weeks ago, and he was looking at the whole Healthy Communities program, and it was kind of the story about how it got him here. Can I share that story?
Yes.
So in April, I was in Washington, D.C. with the Lugar series, the Republican Women's Leadership Series, and Senator Braun was one of our speakers on our final day. And he was telling me all the things he wanted to see in a community. And as he was saying this, I'm going, we're doing that. I'm saying that to myself, of course. And I went to my purse to find a piece of paper. I don't remember whether I wrote this on maybe a back of an envelope. I don't know, back of a check, of a check stub or something. But I wrote him a note, and I says, "We're doing everything you want done in Clinton County. Come and visit us sometime." And so when I shook his hand, I handed it to him. And then later that afternoon, we were all flying back to Indianapolis, and he and his wife were on the plane as well. And so as I passed her seat, I said to his wife, "I gave your husband a note. Make sure he reads it." Because you never know. I mean, sometimes wives can help. And that wasn't too long. One of his aides called and said, "The senator read your note, and he wants to come and visit." And I was just shocked. But he came, and Healthy Communities was able to tell their story. And he visited the Trinity Hope Center. And he's looking for something like that across the state for other counties. So it is really a cool thing.
That is very cool. And I know I wanted to mention, Carl's been feeding us information. Thank you, Carl. Krista Stillwell and Taylor Crenshaw are also a part of the 2024 Luger series. So some local people, we think that's very exciting as well, just to have local people involved on that level as well.
Last year, I was the first Clinton County person to ever do the Luger series. And when they called and asked me if I would apply, I thought, this is a leadership program for young women. They want to get young women involved in politics and leadership roles in the communities, in the state, in the nation. And I said, I'm at the end of my
You're so in demand, they're calling you while you're on the air.
Just ignore it. I'm at the end of my career, and I said, okay, I will do it, but my job will be to engage young women. And so then when the applications came out for this year, I encouraged Krista and Taylor to apply. And luckily they were both chosen. I was worried only one of them might get chosen because they only choose 20 across the state. And they were both chosen. So I'm really excited about that.
And, it is difficult. Why do you think it is so difficult? Because I know Sybilla Menon and some other folks are also big, and let's say the Republican or whatever your party is, but they say the same thing. It's hard to get, our youth, involved in politics at an early age, and I, regardless of party. What can we do, do you think, to try and get some of our youth to get involved in politics?
I think it's a matter of education, which I guess leads me to another thing I've been doing. 2 weeks ago, I spent 5 hours in government classes at the Frankfort High School. Their teacher invited me to come to talk to them about county government, and I wanted to talk about registering to vote and how you voted and answer all their questions about voting. So I was there for 5 different classes, and I was so excited to do that. But one of the things we did while we were there is I had them pull up, there's a website called IndianaVoters.com. And this is for anybody who's listening, IndianaVoters.com. You can go to that site, you put in your name, and you put in your birth date, and it will bring you up, and it'll tell you if you're an active registered voter. And if you are, it will tell you where you can vote early, where you can vote on election day, and you can pull up your entire ballot, and you can see every person that you're going to be allowed to vote for on election day. And if you have a question about somebody, click on that person's name, and it'll bring up some more information about them.
That's neat.
And it's great.
Yes.
Now I will say, while I was in the class with the students, when I asked the teacher, because the teacher was showing this up on one of those smart boards, and we used to have chalkboards, now they have kinds of things,
but different, yes.
The smart boards, and I had him put in my name, and then he had to put in my birthday. And so I said, okay, students, I'm going to have your teacher put in my birthday. I said, okay, so 04/19. I said, drum roll, please. 1949. And the kids went, whoa. I said, yeah, that's real close to that old World War II stuff you've been hearing about. And but the students were very intrigued with the whole thing. And then we talked about taxes. We talked about my job as the county council person. So we talked about, I said, so you are all paying taxes. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, let's think about your life, everyday life, and where you pay taxes. So if you buy a new pair of tennis shoes, what kind of tax do you pay? Well, that was easy, sales tax. And I said, now, if you have a car, do you have a car? And they said, some of them had said yes. And I said, you put plates on your car? So that's an excise tax. Oh, then you have to have gas for your car. So there's a gas tax. And they went, oh. And I said, and then if you have a job, and they went, oh, yeah, they take out something for the county, the income tax. And I says, yeah, but that $1.78 they take out and give it to the county is not much money towards the bridges that cost millions of dollars.
Right.
But so they were intrigued. And to teach them, I think that's the whole thing, is to teach them how that the system works. And I asked them if there was a law that they didn't like. And so I don't know if you're familiar with July 1st, the no cell phones in school law went into effect.
Yes.
So that was the law they came up with.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. So we talked about how that came to be and that, you know, the evolution of the steps that the schools went through before resorting to asking for a law. And they all understood it, didn't like it,
sure.
But they understood.
But how it played to them. Well, Carol Price has been our guest. And Carol, we could talk to you for, we need to get you on again. We had her on for Clinton County Civic Theater, but this could roll into many things because Carol is so busy in our local community. So we appreciate you coming in today. We do have our next guest on the line, but you're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone 1027. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thank you.